Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to opening day of April 10th, 1979. It's the Giants and the San Diego Padres at Candlestick Park. Chris, there's 56,196 there to welcome the Giants home. Now, they opened up in Cincinnati that year, and they won 3 of 4, and they come home with a record of 3-1, and it's going to be Gaylord Perry for the San Diego Padres. Yes, Gaylord Perry. Against Vida Blue for the San Francisco Giants. So let's set it up. It's Giants and Padres.
Marty, I attended that game. I remember so much enthusiasm, so much anticipation. The Giants finished a strong third in 1978, and so people were jacked up for that reason. But as you mentioned, they had won 3 out of 4 in Cincinnati, beating Tom Seaver on opening day, knocking him out in the second inning. And, of course, opening day at Candlestick was always a big event. One other thing I remember, and my memory could serve me wrong here, but I think I distinctly remember that crowd of 56,000 was just so thick that they had to delay the start of the game.
Well, I remember it well. I was there that day as well. For the Giants, the starting lineup, opening day of April 10th, 1979. Billy North, Herndon came in for North later in the game, but Terry Whitfield, Bill Madlock, Jack Clark, Darrell Evans, Mike Ivey, Mark Hill, Roger Metzger, Willie McCovey, we'll get to him in a little while, Max Venable, and of course Vida Blue, and then remember the name John Tamargo. Well, this one starts off, Chris, and the Padres strike first against Vida Blue. They get a run in the first inning on an RBI single by Jerry Turner, and then Dave Winfield, the future Hall of Famer, hits a home run in the third to make it 2-0. All right, now we go to the Giants 6. They're down 2-0 now, and of course the big crowd of 56,000 there. Terry Whitfield starts it off with a walk. Bill Madlock flies to right. Jack Clark walks. Darrell Evans a base hit, an RBI, and Mike Ivy a base hit in RBI. It's 2-2, and Mark Hill grounds into a double play. So now it's 2-2. Very exciting game we got going into the later innings.
All those names bring back a lot of memories. Mike Ivy, though, he was kind of on the spot because they're going to make him the full-time first baseman that year, replacing Willie McCovey. That move prompted some debate because, you know, Willie McCovey has had and still has so much of a hold on Giants fans emotionally. People didn't want to see him relinquish his position. But, you know, Mike Ivey had such a big year in 78, pinch hitting, hitting home runs, particularly off the bench. And they figured if they had that bat in there regularly, what could that do for their offense? But, again, people clung to McCovey.
Boy, they sure did. All right, it's a 2-2 game in the ninth inning. So we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and Gaylord Perry is out. Now, he's gone 8 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. And they put in a former Giant, John DeAquisto, who threw hard. He was a right-hander, but now he was out of the bullpen for the San Diego Padres. So, Chris, so let me run through this ninth inning, which is making this one of the great games in Giants history. Mike Ivey, as you said, he strikes out. Mark Hill grounds out to third. And then Willie McCovey comes up as a pinch hitter, and he gets a base hit with two out, and Max Venable goes in to run for him. And this brings up little-used catcher, left-handed hitter, John Tamargo.
I think when people think of Giants catchers in the, you know, 70s and early 80s, they think of Mark Hill and they think of Mike Sadek. They don't think of John Tamargo. It's no slam on him. It's just that he's not associated really with the Giants. But as a left-handed hitter, he had some pop, and right then he was Joe Altobelli's choice to go to the plate.
Well, he was. And now, don't forget, John Tamargo, as Chris says, comes over in a trade for Rob Dressler, July 24th of 78. He's eventually traded to the Expos of June 13th of 79 for Joe Pitini. But on this day, John DeAquisto throws the fastball. John Tamargo swings, and he knocks it out of the park.
He's holding, and the pitch is swung out, hit deep to right field. Tamargo has a fly ball. It's going, going, gone. A home run. It is a home run for Tamargo, and the Giants have won it by a score of 4-2. Tamargo hit the ball over the right field fence.
The place goes nuts. Chris, I'll never forget this game. And the Giants win the home opener 4-2 over the Padres on a two-run homer by pinch hitter John Tamargo in the ninth inning. Now, he only hit 4 home runs his whole career, but this was the biggest one, and it's one that we'll always remember.
Certainly, it got the Giants fans even more excited for the 1979 season, if such a thing were possible. But they went on a terrible losing streak. I think it spanned into, started in April, might have even spanned into May. play, the rest of the year was pretty tough.
Well, they end up 71-91 on the season, and they win this one 4-2 over the Padres. The Reds eventually win the West by a game and a half over the Astros, the Pirates 2 over the Expos, and the Pirates do go to the World Series against the Orioles that year. So 2 hours, 59 minutes. John DeMargo's in 30 games for the Giants that season. He goes 12 for 60, but on opening day, he owned the city as he hit a pinch hit home run to win the game for the Giants. This is one for the books, another great game in Giants history. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty. Always a pleasure.
All right. Stay with us next week for another great game in Giants baseball history.